Just ignore me. Thank you very much. They're here to talk about their brand new, well, it's a debut EP. It's called Testify, and they've got their new single, My Mind, coming up a bit later. We just heard that brilliant track, Last Train, which I've been playing to death. And I wanted to come over to you because you are a drummer, and I love the drums. I do play drums very badly.
Yeah.
I'm
sure you're better than me.
No, you're a fantastic drummer. And the thing is, I always say to drummers is, why did you pick to be a drummer? Because you're the first person that has to turn up at a gig and set up while this lot are sort of mooching around at the bar, and you're the last one at the end of the night that's got to pack away. So what made you pick the drums?
My dad's a drum teacher, so as soon as I was born, I'm pretty sure he just shoved sticks in my hands. But so I was playing for a few years as a kid, and then when I turned about 10, he heard the worst thing, and I said, I don't want to play drums anymore.
Oh dear.
And I wanted to do guitar instead. So up until like between the age of 10 and 18, I was playing guitar.
Yep.
And then they asked me, they were like, oh, you could play a bit of drums. I was like, well, not really anymore. I was probably better when I was a 5-year-old. And then, I literally said, I'll do this one gig for you. And my dad showed up, and it was the most embarrassing thing ever, because he said to me straight away, think how good you could be if you didn't cheat on with guitar.
Oh dear.
So and I was like, okay, I'll do only one more show for you. And then I don't know, they somehow lured me into it.
Yeah,
and I'm starting to take it seriously again now.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize the stress that came with packing a kit and packing down a kit.
Do they help? Do the boys help? I mean,
yeah, we do. I get really wound up with some of the drum clamps.
I'm too weak to even like lift up a cymbal stand.
Well, what normally happens is after the show, you get a lot of people come up to you, mostly guys. They're like, "Oh my god, you're a drummer! Oh my god!" And then me and Aaron's like, oh, "All right, come on, let's pack the kit away."
Yeah. Then you show up. We'll be filling with the stupid clamps and clips and passing it to Connor, and then.
Yeah.
So it's not an electric kit. You wouldn't.
We've got one at home.
Yeah.
But it's like one from the 80s, and I absolutely hate it. Like, it's horrible. I'd rather like practice just on my lap instead of going on that.
What's the best gig you've done so far?
I think it probably varies for all of us. I really liked our single release show, and I mean,
June, yeah.
Every show on the tour has been great. Just throwing it out there, but yeah, our single release show was the first time where it was like, wow, okay, this is good, like, you know, like something really sort of stand out about
it. Where the crowd knew the words better than we did.
Yeah.
Like, you could actually hear this little roar of a crowd coming up, and we're like, oh, okay, that's not our friends, that's people we don't know. This is odd, but you know,
when I start
great.
Having to practice my signature to the point where I understand like that it starts to look the same each time, that's when we start to go, okay, this is getting a bit more.
When you have to sign a few bits,
yeah,
it's getting weird.
It must be nice to get people, when you just said, singing your lyrics, stuff that you've written.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
back
definitely.
At you.
I can't wait to. I tried it at our hometown show, the last one, where I put the mic in front of someone and they couldn't sing very well.
And the other one you put the mic to said, I don't know the words, but he was rocking out at the front more than anyone.
Yeah. I think picked anyone in that audience, Connor.
I think he was a dude we just flew to at a previous gig and was like, yeah, I'll turn up and see what it's about. He seemed to enjoy it. He got down at the front, so.
Cool guy.
Yeah, maybe next time don't show that. You have to be careful, because sometimes you get really good singers or you get appalling ones. But you've got control of the mics. You can always just go.
It just reminds me, Beyonce had one, and she's singing Halo, and she passed it to this fan, and she just went...
But have you seen the other one where she surpasses it to another fan and the fan can sing, like,
she, like, out-sings
really well.
Her, and Beyonce's like, just give me back the mic now. Like,
please,
you're stealing
please.
Yeah, you don't want that when you're doing
it. What's going to happen to you, Connor?
Team, what's it like putting a video together when you've got to sort of pretend to... Look over in the distance, walk this way. How did you find it?
The take with me and Jack, it took us about 16 times to do it. And the poor guy in the shop was getting so wound up because the door beeps every time you go through it. It was really funny. Not for him.
He was
getting annoyed. But just every time we do it. And it was like, yeah, you walked in front of each other, or you smiled at the end, or you're supposed to tap him, not actually hit him in the face. Or
yeah. Pretty much.
And there's that news agent owner who like got so fed up of waiting. He's actually in the final shot. You see this like Asian guy sat by the cars, and he's just staring at everyone. He's just stood there.
Yeah.
Get out of the way,
nice
my video.
Touch.
Who's the bossiest person in the band?
I dare not comment.
Connor, are you guys really looking?
Actually, in a minute, no, maybe me.
Thank you.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
So, right, so we got the bossiest. Who is the drama queen of the band?
Okay, I'll take that one.
Which musician would you like to be working with at the moment? You could work with any bands or other musicians. Who would you like to sort of, or even go on tour with as a support or something? Who's the band?
I imagine Pavarus or something.
Paris, not Pavarus.
Paris with a V.
Yeah, that would be really
I love
cool.
them so much. But then I love Incubus.
Yep.
I love them so much, like, because I've loved them since I was a kid and they're still doing well now.
Yep. Yeah, for me, Incubus, definitely.
I'd say Muse, but that's quite ambitious.
I'd quite like to go with Don Broco. When I met them before, they were quite nice. So,
or maybe they can support you.
Maybe.
You know.
A long way to go.
Well, you Don Broco is a more realistic, like, aim, isn't it? They're doing really well, but they're still not as big as Muse.
Yeah, and they kind of represent that British rock sound as well.
Yeah, we did get compared to them quite a lot, which, that was...
So maybe it would go down.
No, I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Right, now, the next song we're going to play is Burn. Tell us about the track.
Well, we recorded it at Stakeout Studios. We did previously record it, so there's two versions, but we got this version, which is better.
This is like a renovated version.
They developed as we go.
Vocals there. You don't smoke. You've got a really because you're all 21. Right? I suppose you think anyone over the age of 30 is practically dead. I just see your CD is written on the side. But you're all 21, so you're relatively young, and your voice is really mature. For me, your voice is really mature. I would never have thought it was a 21-year-old singing.
I don't even know why it is how it is.
I always make the joke because he's always got a blocked nose, like constantly for like the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Connor, you really need to sort out your nose and go to like the hospital or something to get your nose sorted out. But then we all make the joke that if he got it sorted out, his voice might just go really normal.
Might have a soprano voice actually if he did. try doing the songs and.
We'll have to move all the songs like up a few keys.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. So, does anybody else sing in the band or do backing vocals, or is it just yourself?
We've been trying to incorporate backing vocals, but it's a slow process.
We're working on it. Yeah. I mean, I'm more than willing to give it a try, but I just suck at singing at the minute.
Whereas I'm willing to give it a try, but it's really hard to like hear yourself while having vocals in your monitor, kick in your monitor, snare in your monitor, bass and guitar in your monitor, and then your voice on top of that.
Mm.
Like, we did it at our hometown show last week. Or was it week before? Week before. Mm. And we just couldn't hear ourselves. So hopefully we can...
We will get there.
Yeah.
We will get there.
Now, when you go into the studio and you're writing... Who won't leave a track alone? Because I know what it's like. You go in, you record a track, you go, that's it, that's the final mix. Who's the one that's sort of like there till sort of 3 o'clock in the morning going, I think I'll just add a little bit more? Or are you all quite,
I'm usually the one that picks out the mistakes. Like the really annoying one. I'm like, I've just noticed this. And then everyone's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, she's quite vigilant. Which is good. You need someone like that. I think, what I keep saying about this band is there's so much sort of diversity in the roles that we can fulfill. I'm not gonna go through those because there are obviously in a band, you need that kind of manager-esque kind of thing. There are qualities that need to be quite pushy and stuff.
Sorry.
And do you have management as well? Have you got a management team sort of behind you or a manager behind you, or is it just you guys on your own?
At the minute it's just us on our own. We have a guy that's sort of giving us some advice who's a really good manager, but no, we're not currently managed by anyone.
He's just a friend at the moment.
Yeah, basically.
Now, you've got your website and you've got Twitter and you've got Facebook, which you're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the new EP now, Testify. You've got, you're also doing loads of gigs, but we've got, the title track is Testify. You've got My Mind, Last Train, which we played, Keep Me Warm and Burn. And we're going to be playing the single My Mind, which is out. When is it coming out?
It's coming out with the EP, which is released on October 23rd.
Yep.
You can buy physicals if you come to any of our shows before as a thank you to, you know, supporting us in the live scene.
Yeah, so if anyone's listening in Barnsley, Manchester, London,
yep,
or Southampton, then come down to the shows.
How much are they going to cost on the shows?
£5.
See, you got, this is good. I'd say tenner.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Thank you very much. You're right, you look like you're going to be sick. You're right, what's the matter?
I've got a bit of a cough at the moment. Oh, I'm trying not to cough at all.
I thought he was retching. No. I thought he was retching at the thought of charging £10.
Does he? Most nights on tour, I've like something's irritated my chest, and I've gone off to like be sick at some point. But
yeah,
it's my fault. I should go to the doctors.
Yeah, you should. If you're going to be being sick, what are you drinking? Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's one of those boys. He wakes up and pretty much puts relentless with his Cheerios. Yeah. He's like an alcoholic. He's like an alcoholic, but with fizzy drinks.
Yeah, he's addicted that stuff. Look, we go and watch him now drinking. Go on. Yeah. It's not going to make your cough any better.
Take a sip. We won't judge you.
How do you feel now?
Better.
Really? How long did it take to put the EP together?
Well, it's different for each song.
I think, we were in the studio for about 8 days, I think. And then we let Jason, the producer, sort of mix and master it over the next few weeks. Individual parts. Kira got her drums done in a day, which is incredible.
Wow.
So you soldiered.
And when I went in, all my parts like got ripped. So I thought I had everything. Like I was like, I've got my stuff sorted. Went in with my drum parts. And then our producer would say to us, actually, do you fancy trying to like spice it up a little? Mm. So we'd like sit down together because he was also a drummer. Mm. So we'd sit over and we'd like kind of like compromise on like more interesting drum parts. So I'd literally rip apart I thought I had and then change it and then go back in like with something the same but a bit different at the same time.
Yeah.
So I thought I had it and I still managed to do it quite quick, which I impressed myself.
Yeah.
Because I thought I'd be the longest out of anyone, to be honest.
It normally is, isn't it, with the drums? Yeah. So that's the stuff that takes the time to actually do by the time you've mic'd it all up. But 8 days to put the whole thing together is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty quick, but we're on a quite tight budget, so it had to be quick.
But there would be no day 9.
No, I couldn't afford it.
He was really good, actually, at kind of, they were still our parts, but he pushed us to make it better, but still be us. It's hard to explain. He didn't, like, rip the song apart and make it his. It's still us, but he's pushed us on to, like, I don't know,
it better. If we made sort of, like, the slightest kind of nuance that wasn't quite right for the song, he'd go, no, okay, you played that wrong. Like, did I? No. It's like, the notes are in the right place, and they're the right notes, but you know, you weren't playing this note as loud as you could have. I'm like, give me a break. Yeah. We got it.
I remember one of my parts, he's like, you're right, you finally got it in time, but now you need to, like, actually attack the strings.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
It definitely made us into a better band as well.
Definitely.
For sure.
Like, as soon as we come out, we just felt like we improved straight away.
Yeah. It's amazing how much, you know, just by going to a studio, you can look at your voice and go, okay, these are all my bad habits, and this is how I'm going to smoothen it out. I really feel like if I didn't go to that studio, I might not be at the level I'm at now.
Mm.
And, you know, I'd highly recommend any band, aspiring band, to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Put some money for a good studio and...
Because our demos, if you ever listen to our demos, it's barely the same band.
I think that's
even though it's still at us.
They are still somewhere on the deepest, darkest bit of the internet. Hopefully nobody will go there.
So it's important to you to make sure that what you sound like in the studio is what you sound like when you're on stage.
Yes, absolutely.
Which some bands obviously don't sound that way. They can produce something really good on record and then they go out and play and it's a disaster. So what do you do to make sure that you're as close to the recordings as possible?
Well, as I was saying to you off air, a lot of preparation, like vocal prep. I went, you know, we've been on tour, but I won't be drinking. Well, the only thing I will be drinking is a lot of water, and I'll be keeping myself really hydrated. In fact, to the point where I'm like, am I over-hydrating myself here?
He almost drowns himself. Is that bad?
Yeah. It was like in the studio as well. Like, the guy, Jason, was actually monitoring how much I was drinking. He's like, are you sure you're not drowning yourself? Because, like...
Yeah, you got through so much tea.
Literally, like,
Kira,
can you get me, like, a honey mustard tea? That'd be gross. a honey and something tea. And I'm like, yeah. And then I'll get it. And then literally a second later, oh, can you just get me, like, a whole jug of that? And literally, I was back and forth getting new teas. Yeah,
going for it by the jug.
Much appreciated.
But at the same time, like, referring to making our live shows similar to our EP, sometimes, even though we try and get it as close as possible, sometimes, like, with the electronic synth sounds that are very, like, what's the word, produced?
Yeah.
That have been produced onto the EP, we can't always get those sounds live, but at the same time, it makes someone, like, want to come and see us live, because it's something different, because... Do you know what I mean? There's no point in going to see someone if it's going to be exactly the same as what you can listen to at home. You want a little bit of difference to say there's a slightly different experience.
Yeah, and just to quickly get my little bit in, it's like on the EP there are sort of two guitar tracks. For example, like in Last Train, there's like a little riff gun on the chorus, but I have to try and play both parts at the same time.
Yeah, and then like I have to play octaves on the bass instead of single notes to try and fill the gap.
Yeah.
And I occasionally do an extra little run to show off.
It's all about, you've got to show off on stage. There's no point being on there. That's what it's about, isn't it?